My name is Karen Trope, and you're listening to Caught Doing Something Good. This month, we're meeting Corey Campbell, a middle school student in Gamble, Alaska. Make sure to stay with us to hear all about Corey's sense of responsibility that stems from his dedication to wrestling and basketball. Caught Doing Something Good. It's time to take the spotlight and shine it on the positive. When I talked to Corey, it was some weeks after the seasons for wrestling and basketball had already passed for the academic year. Despite speaking in the off-season, Corey's enthusiasm for athletics was far from dimmed.
I'm in the seventh grade and my name's Corey.
So can you tell me what kind of sports that you've been playing so far that you're into?
Basketball and wrestling.
What about those two sports excites you?
Well, basketball has been my favorite sport since I was a little kid. I started playing when I was two. Wrestling, I joined in fourth grade because my older cousin inspired me.
As I continued to talk with Corey, it became apparent that he was a determined sportsman. Even after an injury, he came back to the mat for the love of the game.
I didn't place. I fractured my elbow, but the next year after that, I placed first.
What kind of gave you the drive to keep on going and go back to it after you had that accident?
I just liked the sport. It was because it was fun for me to meet new friends, even on the wrestling mat.
Corey's ability to reflect on his and others' experiences has given him a strong sense of cause and effect, which means he not only knows what his goals are, but also how to achieve them, such as staying after school at homework club to ensure he has the grades needed to keep competing.
I've also been staying after school and finishing my work in homework club. That helped me a lot in math and science. I wanted good grades so I could be in the sports.
Great role models in the high school basketball team at Gamble also helped Corey picture his own future success in school and the game.
You know, do you have anyone that you look up to, you know, at school or outside of school?
Practically the whole high school team. They never gave up. They kept trying. They went to practice. They all got good grades, enough to go to the state. They made it to the championships, and I watched them on TV.
One of Corey's goals for high school is to reach the state basketball championships. He says motivation for this goal stems from his parents' support and encouragement. For example, Corey finds that a teachable moment comes from an unfortunate event in his dad's own basketball career.
Well, my dad's been in high school ball and he was pretty good. I have always wondered if he'd make it to the championships, but his team turned out to be on, they did alcohol before, because they won the championships wherever, but then they couldn't go to the championships at state. So I've been wanting to go to state like our high school did this year. That pretty much motivated me.
Already, college is also on Corey's mind. He sees it as a stepping stone.
Making it to college? I've always wanted to see how it is there.
What's exciting about the idea of college?
Basketball, getting a good job that pays me well, feeding my family.
While Corey is certainly focused on sports and school, he also helps provide for his family by hunting seal and walrus.
I just came back from a trip. It was fun. We went to Bunuk, those islands. And there was lots of walrus, but we only caught two. Well, you gotta get ready. You gotta load your gun, keep it beside you, get the harpoon ready. If it's in the water or if it's in the ice, you could just shoot it. If it's in the water, you gotta get the harpoon ready. Then once you get it, you gotta harpoon it at least by the neck or in somewhere where it will hold on.
Who taught you how to hunt seal?
My dad.
Finally, as Corey prepares to enter high school, I asked him what advice he'd give to a new middle schooler.
Well, first, I'm going to say good luck and try your hardest. And try to get good grades, pay attention, listen to the teacher. Ask questions whenever you can to whatever problem that you can't solve.
Corey Campbell is already applying skills learned on the mat or in the court to other areas of his life, improving his grades to ensure he continues playing the sports he loves. Well, that's a strategic play if I ever saw one. For Caught Doing Something Good, I'm Karen Trope. If you know a student who is doing good in their community, feel free to contact us at cdsg@knom.org. or call us at 443-5221. Our theme music was composed by Mystery Mammal. Caught Doing Something Good. It's time to take the spotlight and shine it on the positive.